The topical halacha, Shir, Beis Tvila, Parshas Baaleischa, Tovshin Ein Vav. We shall be discussing very practical cases of Lashon Hara. First, we will show the connection from the parsha. Then we'll see how this affects us in our everyday life. This week's parsha, we meet the story of Miriam, who spoke Lashon Hara about her brother. In fact, the Ramban, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Paskens, there's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Maisa of Miriam. As it says in Parashas Ki Tetzé, Zechoyer eis asher osa Hashem elikecho lemiriam b'derech b'tzeitzchem imitzvayim. There's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Lashon Hara and its results. Miriam spoke about her brother, and even she got hit with tzaras. Mitzvah deraisa to remember Maisa Miriam. Like there's a mitzvah deraisa Zchoras Maisa Amalek, likewise there's a mitzvah deraisa to remember Maisa Miriam. The Mishabur even is Tamer, why don't we do this? And the Morgan Avram, Shmir Saloshin, why don't we, Morgan Avram says, when we say, Lohoide is Lacho, Oliachetcho Biavo, our pay is to praise Hashem, not to speak Lashon Hara. It's in fact a remez to Maisa Miriam. Okay. So we meet Lashon Hara in our parsha. There's another aspect that we meet in our parsha. It says, Vayifen Aaron and Miriam, Vina Mitziras. Once Miriam gets hit with Tziras, Vayayim Aaron and Moshe, Al not hikemes. Asher betzeiso imrechem imoy v'yochel chetzi psoray. Aaron tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Al not hikemes, which means our sister has been struck with tzaras, and the mitzvah is choshev kemes. Asher betzeiso imrechem imoy v'yochel chetzi psoray. Since we all came out of the same womb, me and you, Aaron, Moshe and Miriam are all brothers and sisters from the same mother, and therefore by her being dead, so to speak, because she had tzaras, as if Yochel Chetzi Psoi, as if half of our flesh has been eaten. Since we're brothers and sisters, therefore what's happening to her is as if it's happening to us. Asher betzeiso imrechem imoy v'yochel chetzi psoroi. What is happening to our sister is if it's happening to ourselves, and therefore you've got to daven for her. Indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and Miriam got cured. Fine. So what we're going to speak about today, very, very important, very nogea. You see your friend walking into the store. You happen to know there's a much cheaper store down the road. This store sells for 10 shekel, and the same item is sold down the road for 8 shekel. Big difference. So you go up to your friend, tell him, listen man, this is an expensive store. Go down the road, there's a cheaper store. Very nice. You're helping your friend. Is that mutar, or maybe that potentially it's an issa deraisa of Lashon Hara? Why? Because the store owner also, he wants, you took his clients away. That's what we're going to discuss. We're going to investigate. Is that true, or is it not true? Or maybe it is true. Let's see. You may mafs it. Your dibur is mazik, the store owner. Yes? So maybe I just sit back and zip my mouth. If I was asked, I have to say, I wasn't asked. So maybe I should zip my mouth. Excellent question. That's what we have to... Is the store allowed to have a higher price? Right? These are halachas of Ayinah. Precisely. That's, you're 100% right. So let's see these things from the source, and we'll build up. And now quoting from the Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Rechilus, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. Says the Chofetz Chaim the following. You see your friend wanting to enter the store to buy schoira. This is the case what Chofetz Chaim is talking about. You know that your friend is a tamim. He's a simple guy. You also know the storekeeper is a cunning guy, and you know he is going to cheat your friend. He's dying for such a client to come in. This is the best client possible. I told him, you can sell him anything. Brooklyn Bridge, you could do it. And you know he's going to cheat your friend, the echod, with schoira. He'll send him defective schoira. He'll cheat him the weight, the mishkal, or with the value of the item. B'shoivya mekach. Then you mechuyev to go over to your friend and inform him, this guy's a thief, this guy's going to cheat you, be careful, or go elsewhere. So the examples we're giving, he's going to cheat him, going to mislead him, give him different schayra, right? Or the wrong weight, the wrong amounts, or with the value of the item. Yes. The rule is in Lashon Hara. Any Lashon Hara that can be avoided, we try and avoid. Whatever's not necessary to say. Not necessary to tell him. You probably.
You know, it's a sheer, but maybe this guy, one time out of 100, is not going to be there.
We would. If there's any way to. The message we get across without releasing unnecessary information, that we should do that.
That wasn't your question.
That wasn't my question. So says the Chofetz Chaim, he has a go explaining, elaborating, what does it mean he's going to cheat him b'shavya mekach. Says the Chofetz Chaim,
you didn't say anything that only there was that he's charging 4 shekels more than
we're getting there. Now we're just seeing the sources and we're going to build up. Says the Chofetz Chaim Nago, what does that mean he's going to cheat him b'shavya mekach? Go going shavya achefet shavya chamisha zuvim. It says the case which I've painted, the case I'm talking about is the real value is 5, and he's going to charge him 6. So that's called oino. That's more than a 6th difference. If the value is worth 5, and you charge him 6, that is oino. It's called bitul mekach. There's a lav of a Torah soinu, and if it's more than a 6th difference, it has to be returned. It's called gezel. That's the case where since you know that this oino is going to happen, therefore you're obligated to step to make move, step into the picture and inform the guy he's being cheated. But says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Steve Kotnach of Zayin, Bedin ze tzrich li'iyun, says, what happens if the oino is less than a 6th? What happens if the oino is less than a 6th? Here I have an iun, tzorch iun. What's the story? It's in fact a sofik in the Rosh. The loch is, if there's oino less than a 6th, it's called mechila. If indeed, a bit over or under, it's called mechila. A 6th, you have to give the money back. More than a 6th, it's called bitul. The whole sale is off. Less than a 6th is called mechila. What happens if I know that this guy is going to cheat him, but less than a 6th? It's going to overprice him. So you have a tzorch iyun. Why? Because the Rosh is mistapek. Is it, when we say mechila, that means only after the fact that we made a mistake, we misevaluated. Less than a 6th, it's called mechila, because we can never be exact. But if I know exactly what I'm doing, I'm an expert, I know exactly it's worth less, and I overcharge you by less than a sixth, do we say, since you're doing it on purpose, there's no mechila? Maybe mechila only if it's happened b'sheigeg, but not b'mezid. Or do we say that since it's normal for the to have a little discrepancy in price, if it's less than a sixth, it's called derech hamekach. It's called derech mekach hamekach, because anyway there's always a fluctuation. So therefore, even I do b'mezid, it's also mutter. The grosh is mistapik. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Reish Chav Zayin Siv Vav says yesh this topic. Yesh this topic, says Shulchan Aruch in Mutl Oina, he says Chaveroi Pepochis Mishtus. The Shulchan Aruch is not Machria. Never it's a Sofik. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you know the owner of the store is going to cheat your friend by less than a sixth, here I have a topic where you can step ahead and inform the buyer. Do we say, since it's a sfeik, since it's osur to cheat even less than a sixth, so you've got to tell your friend? Or do we say it's a sfeik of the dina, and therefore it could be it's mutter, could be it's osur, and because if it's mutter for him to cheat by a sixth, then it's, listen what he says, the memela osu min adin leilech v'leragel alav v'bichlal lishna bisha. If indeed it's mutter for the seller to cheat by less than a sixth, then for you to tell the buyer is lishna bisha, is lashon hara, and it's osu min adin, and therefore since it's a sveika deraisa zil hacha lechumra linyan ino, therefore, since it's fake deraisa, it could be mutter, it could be asa. If it's asa, you're allowed to say. If it's mutter, you're not allowed to say. So for the owner, you should go lechumra, sofik deraisa lechumra, and he shouldn't cheat less than a sixth. But for your het of lashon hara, you have to go lechumra to sofik deraisa and not to say lashon hara. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a tzorach iyun, where do you have to inform your friend? If he's been cheated less than a sixth, where did I have to tell him that information? Yes.
The basic is going to be cheating every single customer by less than a sixth, and you say that it's
a that's the sort of the rosh, because since it's derech mekach hamemkah, the prices always have a fluctuation. So therefore, you just topic, it's called cool, it's part of the price. The price is a bit off. So therefore, the Rosh Mistapik, maybe it's mutar lechatchila, because it's in the realm of mechila. The buyer, when he comes in, recognizes that it may be off by six, and he's meichel. But that's because he thinks it's b'sheigeg. Here, you're doing mezid because it becomes derech mekach or memka. Or not. That's the topic of the Rosh. Yes?
Everywhere else is selling it for 6 shekels or 7 shekels. He just says 10 shekels. That's not the same as if he's actually misrepresenting the fact. If he's misrepresenting the fact, I'm not sure. It could be a mekach talos, even if it's less than 6.
Well, fact,
if,
yes.
If he says, I'm going to sell you 100, and he puts 90.
Definitely. That's what we say. In mishkal, that's right. In any mistake in mishkal or midah is called a mekach talos. If you claim there's 100 pieces to the package, the 100 lollipops is only 99, it's called mekach tos. That's what we're discussing. We're discussing shoyvi mekach. The item is exactly the same. The value, so it's less than a sixth, is called mechila. That's what we're discussing. Only in price, not in quantity or quality. That's not what we're discussing. That's definitely a mekach tos. So we found the Chofetz Chaim. Where the Chofetz Chaim, it's clear to him. So you're only allowed to tell the buyer, inform him the information, only if the moicher is doing shaloi kadin. If the moicher is cheating him, shaloi kadin, then you're allowed to tell the buyer. But if the moicher is doing kadin, if the moicher is allowed to cheat by less than a sixth, then for you to tell the buyer is called lishna, bishna, loshan, or deraisa. Why? Mayesh. Why is it called Lashon Hara? Makara. I'm helping him. Because since we're in a situation where it's you're helping him on the seller's expense, it's called Lashon Hara. That's called Lashon Hara. Therefore, why is this very nagia? Most items don't have a fixed, rigid price. There are various items, milk, cheese, soft cheese, there's a fixed price. There's a fixed, you cannot overcharge. Other items, it's market value. You could buy a can of Coke for 4 shekel, you buy a can of Coke for 8 shekel. Very much depends where you are, what type of market are you, what type of society are you catering for. There's no fixed price. There's obviously there's extremes. If you go, you can't sell double, three times, but there most of our items, if we take stores, I don't want to mention names, the store A and store B, you may find very big differences. It doesn't mean it's doing or no, because it's normal for a small makolet to charge more. It's normal. He's small. He's providing local service. People only buy small amounts from him. He's allowed to charge more than the big stores who are selling. They're selling trucks and trucks a day of schoira, so they can allow themselves. They get a better price. They're different. When you find an expensive store versus a cheap store, it's not necessary. No one's doing any itza. The expensive stores, they are self expensive. That's unless you find extreme cases, but that's normal. That's normally the case. Therefore, b'yomeinu, where most prices are not fixed, for you, if you see your friend, you see a guy walking in the store, and you tell him, shoite shebailon, shoite, down the road you can get. You get a third less. Then you are doing an Issa de Raisa Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Wowee. You think you're helping him? You're doing Issa de Raisa. That's what comes out of this Chofetz Chaim. Good? Should we go home? We finished? Huh?
If those 4 shekels can are big help to him,
be quiet. Those four shekels help the seller as well. Why should you get involved? If you were asked, the guy asked him, where's the chief store? Nevada? No. He asked me, I give him my opinion. But if he didn't ask me, should I get involved? This happens all the time. Let's say you know that Reuven, Shimon, is inquiring into Reuven to make a shidduch. Now you happen to know that Shimon is—he's a tough guy, or he gets angry, he gets depressed sometimes. I don't know why. He's a normal guy. So, but it's not the end of the world. It's not the mum gomor. Just from time to time you want to keep away from him. So should you pick up the phone and phone Reuven and say, listen man, you're making a shidduch with a guy, you're probably not aware of it, you know, he gets angry from time to time. Should you pick up the phone? Reuven will say, shkoyach mamish, mamish help me, I almost fell into this, please, thank you so much for telling me. Should you do that? What would you say?
Are you allowed to say anything?
Oh, that's what I mean. You're not asked. Should you volunteer and get involved and release this information? What's the teret?
It's within the realm of normal.
It's normal. It's nothing that needs medical. It's just some people are easygoing, some people are tough, some people. Okay. So should you open your mouth? Should you pick up the phone and make that call? It's Reuven making a shidduch with Shimon. You weren't even asked. No one phoned you up. Again, if you phoned up and asked, and Reuven says, how's Shimon? You got to say. He's asking you. That means he cares. So you got to say. But you aren't asked. You just happen to know the shidduch is cooking. Should you pick up the phone and volunteer all the negative things you know about Reuven, about Shimon, and tell them to Shimon, tell them to Reuven? Of course not. Why not? If Reuben would find out, what would he tell you? Why did you revolt? Why? Why did you do this to me? If you were asked and you want to tell the truth, say that. But you pick up the phone to help him on my expense. I don't have to make it. I always have to make a shidduch. Michael, why are you helping him on my expense? Keep your mouth shut. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. You can't help Shimon on Reuben's expense. Unless it's a mumgomur. This mamish mekach toes, and the guy is hospitalized from time to time. The seder is something else, but if it's just better, then you don't get involved. That's the aside. Don't get involved. Okay, so that's what Chofetz Chaim says, the same thing. There's a client about to buy in the store. So if he's being cheated, if the moich is doing avera, then you must say. He's not doing an avera, just you have an eitzah teva for the client. You should know that there's a cheaper store down the road. This is an expensive store. Bidin. He's there. He's motor. He's not cheating you. He's a makoret, and he's small, and he has nice people in the area, are very rich, and he charges high. You should know down the road there's a cheaper store. That you shouldn't say. If you say you're doing Lashon Hara, because you should keep your mouth shut. You want to ask? That's what we learn from this Chofetz Chaim. Okay.
Thing.
Why?
The shidduch and
why? Why is it different? The same as story. Don't get involved. The Chofetz Chaim writes this. My chazis the domer the doch the zeh. So me claim it domer the zeh. Why do you think his blood is redder than his blood? Reuben wants to make the shidduch. Why should you help Shimon on Reuben's expense? Why do you think Shimon is more important than Reuben? Both. They both need help. They both want to go ahead. You have no right to get it. Keep your mouth shut. That's the aside.
If bakery A in the Merkaz sells a challah for 12 shekels, bakery B sells a challah for 8 shekels.
Right.
Why should you make him spend 4 shekels?
No, I'm not making it, but why should he lose that bakery? Each baker is doing his parnasa. Each baker is entitled to charge that price. One is not, can't say it's gezel to charge 12 versus 8. Everyone has their challah.
He can use those.
I know you could use it. But both sides use it. Both bakeries want the money. So why should you open your mouth? Be quiet.
To say
I wasn't asked, why are you saving his money versus his money? The bakery also needs parnasa. Everyone wants the money. So why should you get involved and help A over B? That's the side of the Chofetz Chaim. It's not the right side, yes?
You are matzid the meicha. The meicha would be upset. If he'll, you won't say if the meicha is there, you won't say it. You won't want the meicha to hear what he's saying. Because meicha says, keep your mouth shut, shkoyach, you're giving me this information. But he
why are you giving this information at my expense? Why are you getting involved at my expense? Just please get out of here. The Moichel, you are helping A on the expense of B. And therefore my chaz is the Doma Didoch Sumit Fei. Why do you think his blood is redder than my blood? I also need the parasi. So keep your mouth shut. If you ask, Bakasha, give the information. You won't ask, so keep your mouth shut. Yeah, what do you say like Nai? Maybe that could be, but I mean, everyone has defaults. Okay. Now, take what the Chofetz Chaim says. What happens if the guy walking into the store is your brother, is your son? Are things going to change? Can we also say, keep your mouth shut? Why should you help your son over the owner of the store? We just defined as Lashon Hara.
What's the difference? What is the difference?
Oh, you say, what's the difference?
No.
Huh? Huh? What?
In the summer, so there's a reason why it is what it gradually sounds.
So does that play account? Sounds, you're saying good, but it sounds a bit emotional. Meister, you're the storekeeper. You're Mazi, the storekeeper. You like your friend, your son. So you like your son, very nice. But who asked you? Who allowed you to do Lashon Hara on other guy's expense?
But
here, since we've decided this situation of helping A over B is called Lashon Hara, so just because it's your son that asks you to do Avera, it's a bracelet. It was a mind-boggling Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubas Pehei Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Kriftei de Rav Nachman, Zvinta l'ksubasa b'toiva atano. Means a woman could sell her ksuba while she's married for toiva atano. It's a gamble. Meaning, her ksuba is worth 200 zuz. She wants cash. She could put her ksuba on the market. Meaning, I'll sell you my ksuba for when? If I'll get my ksuba, I'll go to you for money. Now the buyer is taking risk because if she dies before her husband, she never gets the ksuba. Ksuba is only delivered if either the husband dies or she gets divorced. If she dies in her husband's lifetime, she doesn't get a ksuba. So the buyer will pay a lower price. Let's say the ksuba is worth 200. The buyer may be willing to buy for 50. He'll put 50 down, knowing it's a risk that if she gets divorced or she turns into a widow, will the ksuba be given 200? Then he'll get 200. So Rav Nachman's close family member sold the ksuba for toivas hano, and then she got divorced. The good news is, happy to say, she got divorced. And she died. She died. She has a daughter. Asu kotovile lebat. The lekuchas, the people who bought the ksuba, now sue the daughter to pick up the ksuba and give it to us. You inherit your mother. Your mother has to collect the ksuba and then pass it over to us. Omer Rav Nachman. He says, Leika de lizve leitza. Is that no one can give her the message? Teizel v'techa l'ksubasa the ima l'gabi avia. She should be meichel the ksuba v'tirsamine. Look, this ksuba is going to be collected and channeled to the lekuchas. Why can't someone give her the message? She could be meichel. The thing is, ha meichel shtarach aveiroi. The middleman could be meichel. She should be meichel the ksuba to her father and say, you know, you don't have to give a ksuba. Because since she's inherited a mother, she'll be moichel, and then they'll stay by her father, and she'll get it from her father. Meaning, cutting off the leguchas. So indeed, Shama, she heard Rav Nachman's idea. Azda Chilta, she's Meichel. Omav Nachman, oiva, voiva, voi. Asinu atzmenu ka'orchei adayonim. The Mishnah forbidden to help Stodim in a Din Torah. You're not allowed to give your opinion. So Rav Nachman has Chalata, what he did, because he helped out her. Asked the Gemara, Mikor Maika Sovar, L'Rasayf Maika Sovar. Well, Rav Nachman is a baby. What, he changes his mind? He gave the Eitzah and then he has Chalata. What was he thinking when he gave the Eitzah? What was he thinking when he regretted it? Mikor Sovar Mipsolcho Altis Alein. Suppose in Shayou, she's my Mishpoch, I have to help her. Mipsolcho Altis Alein. Don't ignore your flesh. Therefore, that's what he gave the Eitzah. B'Seif Sovar Adam Choshuv Shani. Then he thought, I'm an Adam Choshuv. It's inappropriate. People are looking at me. What I did, people are going to imitate, and people will misuse it and abuse what I did. And even when it's not Mishpacha, they also give these Eitzahs. But we see what happened just now. Mikra Adin, for non Adam Choshuv, you can give your Eitzah to the Mishpacha, even though the Lekuchas are going to lose out. The Tosis reads on the page, Vikashya, given the Karine Groma ben Zakin, Heichav miyaitzel asos resha venezek lafsid alakuchas. How could Rav Nachman give such an etzah? Gemarish be mazik the lakuchas. They bought the ksuba. By your etzah of doing a chila, you'll be mazik the lakuchas. How can you do it? How can you give such an etzah? Yashleimar, Ihu la harvach. I was thinking and intending to help my mishpocha. I've helped my mishpocha, I give the etzah. The fact that it has ramifications to other people, not my business, don't want to know about it. The etzah of the Tosis reads, Tosfos on the spot in Peivav and Dalef asks, Ma'ir Vicha, what did she gain out of all this? Because we have a din called Dina de Garmi. A person who's mazik but Dina de Garmi has to pay. She was mazik the lechuchas, she's going to have to pay anyway. She has to compensate them. Says Tosfos, Yesh meforshim, she was a ktano. She was still a ktano. And a ktano who causes nezek doesn't have to pay. The Ram brings another teretz. She was married. She didn't have assets of her own. Only when she gets divorced. So it's read answers. She just didn't have any assets of her own. And therefore, she was mazik then, but she couldn't pay up. Comes out from these Rishonim that the eitzah of Nachman was giving was mazik mamash lelukuchas. He made them lose all the money that they had invested. But all this is mikvah b'sorcha al tisalim. Rabbeinu Yitzchak has a different mahalach. He says that they'll be the man that done it in the garmi, they'll be compensated the money they put in. They won't get the 200 zuz, but you'll have to pay them their investments. Whoever lost the occurred to them, they lost what they invested, the 50 that they spent, they'll get back. But not the 200. That's a different opinion. What comes out is we see the koach of mishpacha. We see the psoch of tistalim is something that could change the din. And therefore, in the Chofetz Chaim called it the Zerah Chaim, he claims that all what the Chofetz Chaim writes, that you cut, it's called Russian horror to get involved. That's for a stranger. You say, my chazis, why should you help the buyer versus the seller? Vivizu mishpacha, avada and avada, you definitely tell your mishpacha and inform them to help your mishpacha. Kom mipsorcha al tisalim. If you're seeing subas, you could mamish call it real hezek to someone else. Culture again over here, it's not real hezek, it's just the seller is losing a client. He didn't mafsit him. It's menias revach. He lost his opportunity to gain. It's not a full-fledged hezek. Okay, that's true for mishpacha? What about friends? What about, he's my friend, he's my chavrusa, he's not my mishpacha? Would that also come under the category mipsoch al tisalim? The Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis Amud Beis, says ha'oyev eshchinov v'amekarev eskrovov. A person who loves his neighbors, he helps his mishpacha. All of akosav v'imer os tikrav v'ashem yane tashua v'yemeinim. With more quotes, the pasuk in Shayol, you'll be so loved by Hashem, you just speak out to Hashem, He'll answer you, you'll daven, and Hashem will say, Hineni, here I am. Rashi there explains, the Gemara is screwing into the psukim before it says, Haloi prois the rav lachmecha, kisira orum de kisisoi, v'psorcha lo tisalim. This pasuk of Astikov Hashem Yane is a response to people who mipsorcha lo tisalim. Says Rashi, when it says ha'oyev eshcheinov, this is a form of kroivov, because as Rashi says in Sanhedrin, because it says in Mishlei, toiv shochin toiv, toiv shochin koroiv mi'ach rochik. A close neighbor is better than a faraway brother. Meaning, we learn from over here that a friend is part of mipsorcha al tisalim, a good friend. So Mela, the same way we have a heter for helping your craving, a friend as well is like your karayv. And therefore, you would be permitted to inform your friend that there's a better price elsewhere. What counts as a friend? Don't know. Not everyone. A guy from shul is your friend. You know it here. Now there may be a difference if the guy is in the store, out of the store. There could be a difference. We do find that marchikim, if someone puts out, if you have a fisherman who puts out a bait and fish come together, it's called gezel to come and take the fish. Even if the fish are hefka, if he caused the fish to come, it's called gezel. Maybe over here, if he's in the store already, he already came, he's like trapped, he's come because the store's there. That may be the level of his it's already called his. The client already belongs to the owner, so to speak. That needs to be investigated. V'kitzer, so in the parasha Lashon Hara, and the parasha we see the craving are different. On this parasha, where we saw to be sensitive, not to help A on the expense of B. If a mishpacha is different, and a good chaver is like a mishpacha. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.